Welcome back to the Altitude Sessions, where we fly above the noise and speak the truths our bodies are brave enough to feel. I'm Robin Vox, and today we're stepping into a holiday that brings up a complicated mix of emotions for a lot of us. Thanksgiving, a day that's supposed to be about gratitude, a day that's supposed to feel warm and full, a day that's supposed to feel like family, abundance, and ease. But for many of us, Thanksgiving feels heavy. Heavy because the world is tilted. Heavy because our spirits are tired. Heavy because our families are layered. Heavy because gratitude doesn't come easy when your nervous system is still shaken from the year, the month, or those long 43 days. Today, we're not pretending. Today, we're not performing. Today, we're talking about what it means to walk into Thanksgiving carrying the truth of your full humanity. Let's rise together. Let's fly. Gratitude is beautiful, but the performance of gratitude, that's pressure. And holidays have a way of making you feel like you have to be thankful on command. Like you owe the world a smile, a story, a prayer, a moment of grace, even when your heart is somewhere else. Maybe your family dynamic is complicated. Maybe you're grieving someone who should still be here. Maybe your finances are stretched thin. Maybe your body is tired from carrying too much emotional weight. Maybe you feel disconnected, overwhelmed, or numb. Here's the truth the holiday doesn't tell you. You are not required to be cheerful to be grateful. You are not required to be okay to be thankful. You do not owe the world a holiday performance. You get to show up exactly as you are, not as the season demands. Let's be honest. Thanksgiving hits differently this year. The political climate is tense. People are on edge. Communities are exhausted. Families are divided. And many of us are walking into rooms where people's beliefs clash with our humanity. You're expected to sit at tables with relatives who deny your lived experience, family who weaponize tradition, people who don't understand your identity, folks who think silence equals peace, people who want your presence but refuse to acknowledge your pain. And yet, you're supposed to be grateful. Sometimes being grateful is not about happiness. Sometimes being grateful is about survival. Being grateful that you're still here. Being grateful that you didn't fold. Being grateful that your wings held when the world shook. Being grateful that you found breath where there was none. Gratitude doesn't have to be bright. Sometimes gratitude is quiet, internal, and fierce. Gratitude lives in the body before it ever makes it to the mouth. You don't have to list what you're thankful for. You don't have to force a smile. You don't have to participate in the holiday script. Here's what real gratitude sounds like. I'm thankful I've made it through the hardest parts of myself. I'm grateful my body kept going even when my mind wanted to give up. I appreciate the people who show up with softness when I can't. I honor the small joys that kept me alive this year. I'm thankful for the breath I didn't know I needed. I'm grateful I'm still here. This is gratitude without glitter. Gratitude without pressure. Gratitude that comes from truth, not tradition. Holidays can be beautiful, but they can also be loud, triggering, and emotionally demanding. Some of you will walk into a room full of people and feel completely alone. Some of you will walk into spaces where you have to shrink. Some of you will walk into silence so thick it feels like a secret. Some of you will walk into love that doesn't know how to say its own name. Some of you will walk into rooms that don't understand your boundaries. And some of you won't walk into any rooms at all. You might spend Thanksgiving alone, by choice or circumstance. And if that is you, hear this clearly. There is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing shameful about solitude. There is nothing empty about choosing peace. Your holiday doesn't have to look like anyone else's. I want to offer you something different this year. A soft Thanksgiving. A holiday that asks nothing from you except truth. A moment where gratitude isn't something you force, but something you notice. Soft Thanksgiving might look like lighting a candle for someone you miss, eating something that brings comfort, taking a walk alone, giving yourself permission to breathe deeply, listening to music instead of conversation, not engaging in arguments that drain your spirit, stepping away when your body says enough, finding one tiny joy that anchors your day, resting without apology, letting the flock hold you, letting yourself be human. Soft Thanksgiving is gratitude without performance, presence without pressure, love without obligation. If no one gives you a blessing this week, here is mine. May your heart feel held, even if the room is unfamiliar. May your breath stay steady, even when the world is not. May your body find peace, even in small pockets. May your spirit remember it was never meant to carry everything alone. May you be gentle with yourself in a season that demands too much. May you feel loved, seen, or softened, even if only by yourself. And may this Thanksgiving be honest, safe, and aligned with the truth of who you are becoming. This has been the Altitude Sessions with your host, Robin Vox. Thanksgiving doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be joyful. It doesn't have to match anyone else's version of gratitude. It only has to be yours. Check your wings. Honor your body. Breathe where you can. And if you feel alone, remember, the flock is always here. I'll see you in the sky.